Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, March the 27th of 2024. I find this hard to believe, but this is the last show of March 2024. The month just went by really fast, flew by, honestly. And just went by real fast, faster than what I would normally go by, in my mind at least. But this is Holy Week. I find it kind of interesting that when Holy Week is, moves around all the time, but it moves around. What is it based on? The moon, I think? Yeah. I think the moon. Something about the moon, the way that it, something to do with the moon phase, tried to make it so that Easter would be based on, that it, so that Easter would always be the second Sunday of the month of April, but whether that would be a good idea or not, I don't know. I haven't necessarily found a Bible verse that says that it is to be on this certain Sunday. Obviously, it is to be the first day of the week, which is Sunday. Many people and cultures get that confused and often think that the first day is Monday and that the Sabbath is Sunday. No, the Sabbath is Saturday. Sunday, when you work, is the first day of the week when you work for God. And then Monday to Friday, days 2 through 6, you go and work for your boss on earth. Say, I don't want to say mammon because in red letters, Jesus said, you cannot serve. You cannot have two masters. Can you? You can't have two masters. Can't. You will either love the one or hate the other. Or else you will be loyal to the one and despise the other. And then he said this. You cannot serve both God and man. That's what he told us. But anyhow, what I'm saying is, you know, Sunday, you know, the Lord, and then Monday to Friday, you work for your earthly boss. And then, of course, Saturday is the Sabbath, day of rest. It's crazy to what extent Israelites will go. In Israel, they have elevators that will stop on every floor on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. I don't know if your listeners knew that or not, but I was told by my dad that this is true. He was in Israel and this happened. Yeah, it did. This happened. He was in Israel and this happened. I'm not making this up. They had elevators. They had elevators that opened. I mean, that stopped on every floor. These elevators stopped on every floor of a building. Oh, so if a building like 30 stories high, be ready for a long elevator ride down. A very long elevator ride down. I don't think I'm kidding anybody. I don't think I'm kidding anybody. And that would be a long elevator ride. But, you know, under the covenant now, you know, like, you just gotta, you know, honor the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. So, according to their idea of the Sabbath, the Jewish idea of the Sabbath, I'm not sure you could go to the mall on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. Or even shop on Amazon, a.k.a. the mall killer. Because then, if your shipment comes on the Saturday, and you believe in that Sabbath where you're to do no work, then what do you got to do? Get up, go outside, grab that bag, bring it inside. I wonder if the Israelis have automatic doors to their houses. Do they? I wonder. Do you think they do? I don't know. Maybe some do. I'd love to find out someday. I was just trying to say how, the Sabbath, how God made the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, in order to make it holy. And then I got onto this thing of wondering about those elevators, which morphed into how you're supposed to shop on the Sabbath. But I do know this. This is Holy Week, which, by the way, every week should be holy. Yep, I said every week should be holy to the Christian. Honestly, I believe every week should be holy. I really believe that. I don't see that as something that one should for granted. You want to take it for granted, go ahead and do it yourself, but not me. Me and my house, I serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I serve the Lord. Want to remind you of a couple of quick things real quick before I sing a couple of quick songs and get into the word of the Lord. First thing I want to remind you of is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, the story of how great God has been and how he's always been on my side. You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to your life. I want it to be a blessing for you. I really do. And so you can go online, buy the book, let it be a blessing to you. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you get on the website, paypal.com, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that's related to this that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers is capitalized, as is the S in Shukla, and there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. I don't tell you how much to give. It's up to you to decide how much to give between you and God. And you know what else I'm not going to do? I'm going to turn my programs into an auctioneer thing, like where we do like fundraisers all episodes. 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5, 7.5, 8.5, 9.5, 10.5. And now I've said something before, and I shall say it again. At the Midland County Fair this year, Fair Week, if they do the auction, one of the auctions again Wednesday night, when I'm announcing, if I decide to not do a show that night, you know what I am very much thinking of doing? Putting the microphone of my phone very close to where the auctioneer is auctioning these animals, so you can hear exactly what will not be happening on my show. I think you all might get a good laugh. I think you all will get a good laugh out of it. I would hope so. And that'd be like, I won't be doing that on my program. Mm-mm. All right. And all, but also, in all seriousness, note that I want to give you a verse that you can have in mind. That is Luke 6:38. You know, as you sow your seed, Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men into your bosom. For with whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. That's what the Word of God says. You can sow your seed with that in mind. Amen. Amen. It's a great verse to sow on, I feel like. So I thank God for that. I'm going to sing a couple songs. Your quick blood speaks a better word than all the empty plains I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me, stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood speaks a better word. All the empty plains heard upon this earth speaks righteousness for me, stands in my defense. I am the confidence. So, Jesus, it's your blood. Oh, what can wash away our sins? What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims heard upon this earth. Only we approach earthly confidence. It's only by your blood. Oh, what can wash us white as snow? What can make us pure as snow? Nothing but your blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can I be pure as snow? Welcome as a friend of God. Nothing but your blood. Nothing but your blood, King Jesus. King Jesus. Ooh. It's the blood, it's the blood. Ooh. It's the blood, it's the blood. Ooh. It's the blood, it's the blood. Oh, it's the blood, it's the blood. Oh, it's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood. Oh, it's the blood, it's the blood. Oh, well, God can make me white as snow. What can make me whole again? Nothing but your blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Welcome as the friends of God. Nothing but your blood, nothing but your blood, King Jesus, King Jesus. Oh, it's the blood, it's the blood. It's the blood, it's the blood. King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why He cares. Oh, I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. So glad He did. So glad He did. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why He cared. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad He did. I'll sing it again. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why He cared.
I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. So glad he did. Ooh, 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 ooh. Count the weeks as days, count the years as months, count the months as weeks, count the weeks as days. Any day now, we will be going home. Oh, count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. Any day now, we will be going home. Thank you, Jesus. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Glory, it's the blood that brings me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. For reach out to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood that brings me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It's the blood that Jesus shed for me. It washes all my tears. It's the blood that brings me strength from day to day. It will never its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood that brings me strength from day today. It will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that brings me strength from day to day. It will never lose, never lose. It will never lose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your blood never loses its power. Never once does it lose its power. Hasn't lost it before. And it's not going to lose it for that master. Thank you for this week. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in each and every one of us. You know, Master, what it is that we have need of tonight. Thank you that you're meeting each and every one of these needs, representing your listeners, Lord. And Lord, I don't know what all these listeners need. I don't know what they all need, but you do. And I thank you that you're meeting all of these needs, Father. Thank you for the what you're going to do in our lives. And I just know that you're going to do it for us. Thank you for that. And I make my confession over this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program, that partners come to this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Luke 22. Continuing on. Well, resurrection time. Many people will call this Easter, but ultimately it's resurrection time, Resurrection Sunday. Now we're going to skip down a bit in 22. Start at verse 39. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone throw away behind them, in front of them, and knelt down and prayed, "Father, you are willing, yet not my will, but your will be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples and found them asleep. Exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up. And the man who was called Judas was one of the 12 leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with the swords?" Servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officers, the temple guard, and the elders who had come with him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you teaching in the temple, and you did not lay a hand on me. I'll skip the denials. They break the counselor of the elders. If you involve the chief priests and teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. If you are the Christ, they said, tell us. Jesus answered, if I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God. They all asked, are you then the Son of Man? He replied, you are right in saying I am. Then they said, why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips. Then the whole assembly rose, led him off to Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, the burning our nation. The opposing, I'm going to read, skip the first few verses. To 12. But they, Herod and Pilate, became friends. Before this, they had become enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests and rulers of the people, and he said to them, you brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I've examined him, your presence, and I found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him. With one voice, they cried out, away with them. With one voice, they cried out, away with Barabbas. I've been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city, and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again. But they knew but they kept shouting, crucify him! For the third time he spoke to them. Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him. With loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified. And these shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. As they led him away, he seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and your children. For the time will come when you will say, blessed is the barren women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will say to the mountains, fall on us into the hills. And under these things, when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two other men, both criminals, were also led with them to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right the other arms left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine and vinegar. If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him that read, this is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ yourself? I mean, save yourself and us.
Turn the page.
But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, and we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. So then he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise. It was now about the sixth hour. Darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, surely this was a righteous man. When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. We read some of the things that he had said when he was on the cross. Like one of them, today you will be with me in paradise. Another one he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Another one he said, it is finished. Another one. Son, behold your mother. Another one, he said. Yeah, he said, you will be with me in paradise, he said. And we read that tonight. But he would be with us. I mean, that we would be with him in the paradise. And then John, there was a couple of other ones, and Matthew and Mark too. And there was the seven different things that he had said on the cross. One of them was just, I'm thirsty. I thirst. Which we said, I'll try that right now. I'm opening my water bottle right now because I thirst. There. Now I'm not thirsty anymore. But he said, I thirst. They gave him a drink. One of the other things he said when he was in his agony, He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Folks, we read this stuff and all that, and we read things about the cross. We read things about him shedding his blood and all that. But you know why he did that? He did that for us. It was a rough couple of days on the cross, but it was great for us. I'm going to continue on where it talks about the burial and resurrection of Jesus. Because, you know, so far this week we read about, you know, what happened on the cross. But you know something? Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Amen. Sunday's coming. Now, there was a man named Joseph, member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not contented with their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in the linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut from the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The woman who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed to Joseph and saw the tomb where his body had been laid in. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfume. But they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Let's look at this resurrection thing. 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the womb. But when they entered, find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. The men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised to life again." Remember his words. He then came back from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others who told the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Later, Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen running by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Same day, two of them were going. No, I'll stop right there. But you see, they had said, "He is not here. He is risen. That's why he wasn't in the tomb. In fact, very early, sunrise, he rose from the dead. Very early. Obviously, we go by Eastern time here in the part of the country where I live. We in America do not follow Israeli time. Israeli time is like 8 hours ahead of us or something like that. So, really, when you think about it, when you think about this timeline, starting with the Last Supper, that would be like Thursday afternoon when he has the Last Supper and they take communion. By the way, you know, if you take communion this weekend, Easter weekend, hopefully you do. When you do, I didn't say if, I said when, because I really hope you do. Jesus said, as often as you do this, as often as you take communion, do it in remembrance of me, meaning him. You do it in remembrance of him. We don't do it in remembrance of the things, of the bad things we did. If you do that, you can eat and drink damnation. I don't want to eat or drink damnation. Oh, no. I don't want to eat and drink damnation. I don't want to. I just don't. But I don't. So, we look at this, you know, what we read here. When I look at this timeline, first, you know, on, you know, Thursday, they had communion. You know, and then that's when they were discussing everything, and, you know, like Peter, you know, and they tell Peter, Peter, before the rooster crows, you'll disown me three times. And Peter's probably thinking, what? What? Deny you? I love you, Jesus. Why would I deny you? Why would I ever do that? I trust you. Why would I ever deny you? He does disown him. He does. And in one of them, in one of the four accounts, he tells Peter, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And based on that account, he denies. Then he denies again. He denies the third time. Rooster. That was kind of. Of course, later he repents to Jesus for what he had done. But you see, when I look at this timeline, you know, first we had the the Last Supper Thursday night. Then for us here in America, very early Friday morning, I'm talking very early. But here in America, we can obviously follow, I think we can follow on based on our time zone. But here in America, you can say, you know, on Friday, like in the morning, basically, they throw them on the cross. Now, first, they have their talk, and they're like, you know, they hand them to Pilate. Pilate asks all the people, we have Jesus here, and we have this Barabbas guy. Barabbas, and he's basically telling them. Now, Barabbas, he's been locked up for insurrection and murder. But Jesus can't say what he's done. What do you want me to do? Release? Barabbas or Jesus? They shout Barabbas, and they have Jesus crucified. They want Jesus crucified. So he gets crucified. So Friday morning, crucifixion. Now, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, you have the darkness between noon and 3 o'clock. You know, because in their day, they believe sun rises 6 a.m., sunset 6 p.m., 12-hour day. That's why it shows. Example, 3 p.m. in the book of Acts shows 3 in the afternoon as the ninth hour. Friday morning, Friday afternoon, that's a time where you look and you think of, oh yeah, Jesus was on that cross, getting beaten, getting bloody for me, shedding his blood for me, going through all that torture for me. I'm in the tomb. You have Silent Saturday. You have Silent Saturday. Nothing happens because it's the Sabbath. Sunday. Oh, Sunday's coming. Sunday morning, sunrise. They go to the tomb. And his body's not there. The women are like, where, they took my Lord away. I don't know where they put him. But then the angel says, he's not here. He is risen. And the Christians say, he is risen indeed. And he has risen indeed. He is risen indeed. And then on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, it's time to celebrate. And you know something? It's because he lives that we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, fear is gone. Because he lives. And you know, he lives in our heart. As well as living in heaven. He also lives in each one of us. Those of us who have accepted him as our Lord, to be our Lord and Savior. And I thank God for him. I thank God for him. I thank God that he would do this for us because he loves us. That's why he did it, this. Because he loves us. That's why. And so as you go through this time frame, Thursday night, Friday, even on Saturday as you're getting ready, you know, for Sunday, think about what Jesus was going through for us. He did this for us. There be it any other way. Let this cup pass from me. But then he says, not as I will, but as you will. And that's before he goes, you know, upon the cross. And what we read tonight, when he is praying so earnestly that sweat comes out and it drops of blood in his sweat. Blood poured out. Sweating blood. Any of us do that, that is cause for an immediate rush to the emergency room. I would think at least. I'm not a medical doctor, but if I found out I was sweating blood, I'd want to go have it looked at. But he did that for us. All of those things he went through were for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this weekend. Thank you for this week. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. Thank you, Lord God, that you went through all of this for us. Now, it wasn't great for you, but it's great for us, you, Lord, that you died on the cross for us, for our sins. And then you shed your blood for us. Thank you for that. Thank you for everything that it represents for us, that we have new life and we have freedom in you. And now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no sickness, no disease, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil is going to come near us. We're going to live in great peace and great joy, prosperity, and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And happy Resurrection Sunday. Until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.